This is the Texas Standard.
A 32-year-old former teacher at Dickinson High School in Galveston has surrendered to police. He's accused of having an improper relationship with a 17-year-old student. Oh, wait, you've heard this one before? You sure you're not getting this confused with one of the 150 similar incidents reported in the last year alone across Texas? No other state in the union comes close to the size and scale of what we're seeing here in the Lone Star State. FYI, number two on the list is Pennsylvania, 45 cases this year compared with our 150. The man leading the investigations here in Texas, Doug Phillips, he's the director of educator investigations with the Texas Education Agency, TEA. Doug, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Huge task ahead of, well, anyone who tries to take this job on. Why do it now, and hasn't this been done in the past? There seems to be a sense of urgency about this at the moment.
Well, we've been doing it all along. I've been with the agency, or at least involved in this formally with the State Board for Educator Certification for about 18 years.
So what's been reported, at least by the San Antonio Express News, is that there's a new focus on what, 150 cases, or is this just part of the process as it goes?
It's part of the process, but we're seeing a ever-increasing number of these cases reported to us. Last year, we were at 222, and that was probably about roughly a 35 to 40 increase from the year before, and this year, we're going to see probably at least that many again this year.
Which is stunning to me. What's going on?
There's two things that are at play here, in my opinion. One of those is, with the advent of social media, electronic media, we have educators being able to have 24-hour direct contact with students, and students to have that same contact with educators. And I think it's fostering some relationships that are causing us problems.
I suppose a lot of Texans, though, don't really know what the law is when it comes to communication. What are the rules for social media communication between an educator and a student?
At this time, there are none. It's dependent on the individual district.
So you were telling me that you've been doing this for almost a couple of decades now.
That hurts, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Thanks.
But if you've been there this long, have you seen anything like what you're looking at now?
No, this is by far the most I've seen.
How do you get a handle on it?
Well, I think you can't eliminate social media and electronic media when you're dealing with students, because it's too much of a teaching tool. But you can put parameters on it, how it's used. I don't know if you've taken a look at Senate Bill 7 that's currently making its way through the process.
What does it say?
It does address social media. It's just more suggestive language, but it does require a district to establish a policy regarding social media, and I think that's probably a start. But right now, of course, we are really pretty much in a reactionary role, but one of the proactive things we've done is training, and a lot of our training is built around these are things to look for so that we can prevent these relationships from developing. Of course, our main concern is protecting kids, but we also want to protect these educators.
It sounds like what you're saying, though, is that some of the educators, teachers that are involved here are victims, too.
I wouldn't call them a victim in these. Their lives certainly can be completely ruined, but you know, in the vast majority of these cases, these are things that they've initiated and that they've had an opportunity to get out of.
But, you know, we haven't even touched on the fact that I understand you're investigating about 150 cases right now. That's not to say that all of these are valid cases.
Every month, we close about 30% of them administratively with no action taken because they can't be proven up, or the criminal case fell apart if there was a criminal case and that sort of stuff. And that doesn't mean it didn't happen. It just means you can't prove it. But as far as out-and-out false allegations that seem to have no bearing, they're very rare in our experience.
We've been seeing so much of this, of what's happening in Texas in the national media. How does Texas compare with other states that surely must be dealing with the same dynamics, right?
Oh, I don't doubt, and I see clips, and I'm sure we all do. You know, we have to remember we have the most teachers of any state in the union, you know, at 375,000 roughly. And there's no standard. I think every state, in my experience, every state does this differently. We think it's an inappropriate relationship if there's no sex involved, if it's just they're exchanging too many texts at weird hours of the night. A dating relationship is an inappropriate relationship to us. While other states, it would have to be a sexual relationship before they would classify it as that. So to compare us to another state is kind of difficult,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. That's Doug Phillips. He's director of Educator Investigations. He's currently reviewing more than 150 complaints against educators in Texas. Huge job. Doug, thank you so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Okay, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.